Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek He Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah will talk about Yayin Nesech that got mixed with other foods. Mishnah says Yayin Nesech Shinafal Al Gabe Anavim. If Yayin Nesech fell onto grapes, Yedihan Vehen Mutarot. If he rinses off the grapes with water and there's no more Yayin Nesech on the grapes, it's permitted. The wine never got absorbed into the grapes, so just simply washing them off would remove all of the Yayin Nesech and they would be permitted again. V'im hayu mevuka'ot asurot. But if the skin of the grapes were cracked a little bit, and then when the Yayin Nesech fell into the grapes, it went into the inside of the grape, and washing it out is not going to do anything, because the grape, the grape that's there, the inside mixes together with the wine. In that case, it's asurot, they're prohibited. We assume that the wine seeped all the way in, and the wine cannot be washed out. Nafal al gabet te'enim or al gabet te'marim. The Yayin Nesech fell onto figs or to dates, where even if the skin wasn't cracked, it's very soft and automatically it goes through the skin, and therefore washing it in cold water won't do anything. Im yesh bahen menoten ta'am asur. If there's enough wine in there to give flavor, to taste the wine that's in the figs or the dates, that would be enough to prohibit to eat those dates or figs. Ma'ase bebaitos benzonin shehevi gerogrot basefina. There was a situation where an individual by the name of Baitos benzonin, he brought dried figs onto a boat, and continues the Mishnah. V'nishtabera havit shel yayin nesech v'nafal al gabehen, and a wine of yayin nesech broke, and that wine spilled onto these dried figs. V'sha'al hachamim, he asked the rabbis about these dried figs, what's the story with them? Are they edible halachically? V'hitirum, and the rabbis permitted them, even though the flavor of the yayin nesech here seeped into the dried figs. Hachamim said that they still are permitted because it's noten ta'am lifgam. The wine that seeped into the dried figs give them an unpleasant taste, give them a negative taste, as opposed to the fresh figs that we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, which gave a good taste. Here, even though the wine seeped in, the taste was a bad taste, and therefore the rabbis allowed these dried figs to be consumed. Zak Helal, this is the general rule about forbidden foods that mix with permitted foods. Kol shebehanato benoten ta'am, any forbidden food whose taste enhances the mixture, so that when it falls in, the permitted food that you had is now a mixture of the permitted food and the forbidden food, and that forbidden food gave it a better taste. Asur, in all these cases, it's prohibited to consume it. Kol she'en behana'ato benoten ta'am, but in any case where the forbidden food that fell in is not beneficial to the mixture, it harms the actual taste, in that case, mutar, it's permitted to consume the mixture. What's an example of that? Where something not kosher falls into something kosher, and it hurts the taste. Kegon chometz shenafal al gabe girisin. It's an example. It would be vinegar from yayin nesech that fell into split beans. It hurts the taste, and therefore the split beans would become prohibited to consume.